Commander's Message. The Honorable Service of Our Vietnam Veterans. In 2012, President Barack Obama asked Americans to embark on a 13-year commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. The American Legion needed no persuading. Months later, at our national convention in Indianapolis, we distributed thousands of copies of a presidential proclamation expressing our nation's respect and gratitude to Vietnam veterans for their service. On March 29th, American Legion posts across the nation will again lead their communities in observing National Vietnam War Veterans Day. On this day, we honor more than 3 million Americans who served in and around a country in Southeast Asia that most had never heard of until they were asked to risk their lives for it. On this day, we remember the 58,318 dead whose names are engraved on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C., a list that does not include thousands of subsequent deaths due to Agent Orange-related illnesses, suicide, and other conditions related to their time in service. On this day, we say welcome home to the men and women who were at times jeered and disrespected because they answered their nation's call. That decade was tumultuous, and young veterans returning home often felt out of place and unwelcome. Even, sadly, in some American Legion posts. But our nation has come a long way in healing, and that generation of veterans has proudly taken on the mantle of American Legion leadership. They've seen to it that those who served in the Gulf War and the Global War on Terrorism felt the support they didn't. And they understand better than most that the Legion recognizes the honorable nature of military service, period. Historians will always debate the Vietnam War, but those who served know quite well why they were there. The men and women of Vietnam fought for freedom in a place where liberty was in danger, President Ronald Reagan said. Many sacrificed their lives in the names of duty, honor, and country. All were patriots who lit the world with fidelity and courage. National Commander Daniel J. Seehafer.